Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, it is the Odd Couple. Rob Parker.
Rob Parker.
And Ryan Hollins.
Wow.
The former NBA vet. Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
That's right, Bill, we will. It is a Worship Wednesday here on The Odd Couple. And Chris Broussard is off for the next couple days, so we got great guys to fill in for Chris. It'll be a great 3 hours as usual at the bottom of this first hour. Plaxico Burress, that's right, the
wow.
Super Bowl champ and co-host of Up On Game here on Fox Sports Radio. So we'll talk with him in the second hour. Eddie House, the former NBA champ and Fox Sports Radio analyst, will also dive in with him. And also we're going to do a little shop talk. So foul or fair, with J.R. Gamble from MLBBro.com. That's in the third hour. So a full show, a full plate for Mr. Ryan Hollins, one of my favorite people. What's up, Ryan?
What's up, Rob? What's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, it's been a while, man, but I'm going to take this time to thank you for the dinner in Houston, man. For those who may not know, Rob is a man of his word. He came through to catch a game and check out the Rockets in Houston.
That's
and
right.
Rob took me out to a fine meal, fine dining, man. You're big time, Rob. I know I'm going to be on you the whole show, you know, on your head, but
that's all right.
I appreciate you, man. I got to give you your kudos, man. You followed through, man, of your word, Rob.
We went to a great, I forgot the name of the place, great steakhouse, real nice. We ate up. We did. We had steak. I think I had steak and lobster. You remember that big lobster tail that came to our table?
Yeah.
And Ryan Hollins is already, I mean, the guy's almost 7 foot tall, but he's a big star in Houston because when we were at the restaurant, everybody was coming up. Hey, Ryan, you know, Ryan does the color for the Rockets broadcast, and people were recognizing him and coming over and saying hello. And how was your first year working there? Was it cool?
Man, it was a blast. It was an absolute blast for myself being in the league again. I know the young guys were developing this year, but, I mean, you got some future stars. So, you know, I think just a lot of fun stuff going. But, I mean, I'm telling you, there's a buzz. There's an excitement in Houston that I think the rest of the league got to see down the stretch. You know, Jalen Green, Josh Christopher, KJ Martin, Kevin Porter Jr., all those guys just coming into their own. And I think it has the league on notice that there's a lot of talent there. And, you know, for me, even though the wins weren't there, you could see the development. You could see, you know, things starting to build. So, Rob, I'm a kid in a candy store, man, talking hoops, seeing some good basketball, and, you know, hanging around the guys in the league.
And it's great to have you here as the NBA playoffs are in full swing during the second round. But before we get there, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program with it without them. Rob G. is our able-bodied producer. I know he hates when I say that. I just mean that you're good, Rob. That's all.
Oh,
of course, Alex is our engineer. We'll talk with Alex later on. He's got a big event in Vegas coming up. We'll get a little scoop on that. And Mr. David Gascon is at the update desk, and he'll be chiming in with what's going on, the latest in the world of sports. But let's start here, Ryan. The playoff game, Dylan Brooks and the play, you know, let me set it up. Dylan Brooks was ejected with less than 3 minutes into Tuesday night's win by the Grizzlies over the Warriors for a flagrant foul 2 that left Gary Payton II with a fractured left elbow. Brooks was chasing down Payton from behind on a fast break layup. When he hit the Warriors guard in the head, he wound up and took a swipe in the air with 9:08 left in the first quarter. Payton went down hard, remained down for several minutes. After the official reviewed the play, Brooks was ejected. And Steve Kerr didn't mince words. He said he didn't know if it was intentional or not, but he did say that there was a code and that it was dirty and that he broke the code. Let's hear from Steve Kerr.
Everybody's going to compete. Everybody's going to fight for everything, but there's a code in this league. There's a code that players follow where you never put a guy's season/career in jeopardy by taking somebody out in midair and clubbing him across the head and ultimately fracturing Gary's elbow.
Ryan Hollins, you played in the NBA for more than 10 seasons. Did Dylan break the code?
I don't think so. I think Dylan Brooks is being Dylan Brooks. I think it was a physical play, but I don't think he had the intent to take him out.
Does he have the right to wind up and swing when a player has left his feet?
Here's the thing. That's Dylan Brooks. It's a playoff foul. So if Gary Payton doesn't get injured, unfortunately, hopefully there's a speedy recovery there, or, you know, it's not as bad as, you know, it seems. If he doesn't fall and get hurt, you don't address it that way. But I don't mind at all Steve Kerr going to bat for his guys. That's what you're supposed to do. But I'm a neutral party. I think it was excessive. I think he did deserve to get tossed, but I think it was a playoff foul. Now, Rob, you covered the NBA for much longer than I played.
Since 1987, Mr. Ryan Hollins.
I was like 3 or 4 years old, man.
Right.
Okay, so You know, you've seen worse, Rob, and seen guys go back in and play. And I'm not saying that was the good NBA.
You can't play with a fractured left elbow. I mean, you're not saying that.
And it was an unfortunate fall. It was a very unfortunate fall. But if he doesn't fall and it's just awkward, you know, we're not having this discussion. But obviously, the case of the fall. And, like, Rob, you know it. That's why when you get hit in the NBA, you got to do a little, sell a little acting. You got to roll around. And you're not going to get a call. I mean, I've been clubbed and try to do the tough thing and get back up. And it's like, oh, common foul, he's okay. So, unfortunately, it's graded by this. But in this situation, Gary Payton Jr., like, he's the second. He's not junior, he's the second.
He's the second.
That's what Uncle GP told me. Shout out to Uncle GP, man. He's the second. But I don't think it was intentional. I think it was a physical playoff foul. And I think it's, if you know Dillon Brooks, that's the style of play that he has.
Oh. But this is not the NBA that I covered in the 90s and early 2000s. This is the Charmin NBA. This is a different NBA. The bad boys would be called the mild and easy boys now. There would be no Detroit bad boys. They couldn't play in this NBA. So there's no such thing as a hard playoff foul because they don't allow it. Don't you remember the championship that Dwayne Wade won in Miami when he shot 200 free throws? And if they breathed on him, they called a foul. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember. Well, let me ask you this. Would Steve Kerr say the same for Draymond? Because Draymond is, you know, he hits guys in the man parts. He's physical. And I'm a Draymond fan. Now, I fool with Draymond. He knows that. But Draymond mixes it up. Some say he's this generation's Dennis Rodman. So does he have a right to say he broke code? Because Draymond, when you hit a guy in man parts, man, that's breaking code. That's got to be some type of code Rob.
There's no doubt about it. Ain't nobody trying to be hit there. I get it. But I'm just saying in this case, what is the rule when a guy has left his feet? I mean, are you trying? You got
to
be careful, right?
You have to
Can
be
you
careful.
Wind up? Can you club somebody across the head? Because I hear what you're saying. But Dillon Brooks, it looked like you can't do that. Like, that's not something that's a part of it. You played in a million more NBA games than I ever played in.
So here's my thing. I've been hit like that in games. Thank God I hadn't been hurt because of it. But I think it deserved a flagrant two ejection because any contact.
How about a suspension?
I don't know if I suspend him because I don't think his intent. Now I question the intent. So you got to look at Dillon Brooks. Was he just trying to take away a dunk? Because Gary Payton II is a big-time dunker. Is he taking away a dunk, or did he say, I'm going to hurt this guy? Remember Golden State. Zaza Pachulia puts out his foot, and Kawhi lands. Kawhi, low-key, hadn't been the same since because of that, okay? That was a level of intent that we saw. I don't think that I can say the intent was, I'm going to hurt Gary Payton II. Now, keep in mind, this is playoff basketball. So Kerr is going to be like, man, if I can get Dillon Brooks suspended a game or out of here, because we need to get these two in Golden State. Yeah, your boy, Chabarin just gave us 47. A 47
including the last 15.
Yeah, I mean, so
And know, I was at that game where LeBron did it to the Pistons. Mm-hmm. And what was that, 2007? I covered that game. Matter of fact, Chris and I were both covering that game. And to see a player put up the last 15 in a game like that was an important game.
That's tough. So he knows how big Dillon Brooks is, and if I'm Steve Kerr, I'm calling for the people's vote and saying, get him out of here, Rob. You know how these things happen. The people's vote matters. If everybody starts saying he's dirty, he's this and that, and they can rally behind him, he may be out of there. You can play some mind games. Steve Kerr is doing what he's supposed to do. I just don't think the intent to hurt Gary Payton was there.
He says, I don't know if it was intentional, and I give Steve Kerr credit because you can't say that when you don't really know what's in the guy's head, okay? So he did at least say that I don't know if it was intentional. Now, the league is expected to talk to members of the Warriors and the Grizzlies over the next few days ahead of Game 3 to decide if Brooks will be suspended. Is there bad blood? We know. Is there going to be bad blood moving forward in this series? I mean, the Grizzlies are an upstart young team that could be the ones to knock out the Warriors. And now the Warriors are down a man. What do you expect? Does Draymond retaliate? Or is this going to not be one of those? This won't mar the series going forward.
No, I think Draymond knows he's not the guy to retaliate. I think the officials had made a precedence with Draymond already, just to let him know, you know, we're not on that, Draymond. Like tread lightly.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
But yeah, I think the physical play goes on. Keep in mind, Golden State was the team that did what? They knocked Memphis out last year. So there's a bit of a rivalry that's forming here. So I do.
No, then Memphis knocked out Golden State.
No, I thought last year, if you correct me if I'm wrong, I thought Golden State beat Memphis.
No. It's the other way around. Memphis beat Golden State. Golden State lost to the Lakers, and they got knocked out by Memphis.
Okay, thanks for the correction, but there's some blood there. There's some blood there, so yes, Golden State wasn't that good. Yes, they were hurt, yes.
You remember? So, and Steph was bad in the fourth quarter and overtime, remember? Okay, go ahead.
So at the end of the day, Rob. Appreciate you, Rob. I appreciate you, man. I give you kudos when you need it, but there's some bad blood there to get your point. I'm intrigued to see how the officials call this, Rob. Are they going to call it a tight contest?
I think they're going to call it tight. They're not going to allow this to get out of hand, and it could get out of hand. I really believe. And the Warriors better talk to Draymond and say, dude, do not do anything, because if he gets another one, right, he's going to be out.
Do you think he's that wild, though, Rob? Do you think
Yes, I do. I absolutely do.
So you think he's going to jeopardize their championship hopes and take a
shot
at
it? It happened already. He probably cost him that championship against LeBron and the Cavs.
Rob,
missing game five.
You don't think that's the whole reason they lost, man?
No, I didn't say the whole reason, but I'm just saying. You don't want to miss games. He's an important part of that team. All right. We want to hear from you guys out there listening here to the Odd Couple. Did Dylan Brooks break the code with the foul on Gary Payton II? We'll continue that conversation next with you. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It is the Odd Couple with Ryan Hollins in for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here, you there. This is Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Everyone against the great U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover,
everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is your Worship Wednesday here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get into the zone. AutoZone. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Rob Parker and Ryan Hollins in for Chris Broussard. And we want to hear from you. We're talking about Dylan Brooks. And did he break a code in going upside Gary Payton, the second's head? Wound up landing awkward, breaking his left arm, and Steve Kerr, the Warriors coach, not happy about it. And it just seems like there's going to be some fisticuffs moving forward, or at least it feels like that. 877-99 on Fox. And Ryan, I know there are people who want to chime in on this. Let's do it.
Let's get over to Dylan in New Jersey. You're on the Odd Couple, man. What do you think, Dylan?
I know. So you better be careful about that.
Do you have the radio on, Dylan? Who? Okay, we got to go to the next one. Please, turn your radio down. Please. You can't listen to the radio and be on the radio.
All right, Robert over in Dallas, you're on the Odd Couple. What do you think?
I don't think he was over the line. I think that it was actually the result of the injury where all this is coming from. And he's basically been suspended the game already because it happened in the first 3 minutes of the first quarter. So maybe you look at adopting the college rule for targeting, where you suspended the next half and the first half of the next game. Because if you remember, this happened back in the day with my Detroit Pistons with Antonio McDice.
I remember that was the same exact game. You know what's crazy? That's the same exact game. LeBron finished with, 25 points in a row to end the game? That was the same game.
Yeah, and then he was not only missed out that game, but he was suspended for the next game. Mm. So basically be two games if he's suspended for game number three.
Yeah, it wouldn't be looked at that, but I understand what you're saying because it happened so early in the game. But Memphis won the game,
So that's the right, only difference. Yeah. You know, Memphis won the game, so they don't look at it. If he misses a game, he's going to miss a game. I don't think he's not going to miss a game. 877-99 on Fox.
Hey, Robert, over in Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple. What do you think? What's your view? Are you agreeing with Rob, or you agreeing with me?
No, Ryan, I can't agree with you on this one.
Rob, come on, man.
I definitely think, I got two quick points. First, when you said intent matter. Intent doesn't matter because at the end of the day, if the intent don't matter to his elbow being Gary Payton's elbow being shattered, because at the end of the day, it's still fractured. So that intent only don't matter because he's still hurt. And then secondly, we all know that at any place that's whether it's a high school, it's not even an NBA, high school, college, you knock somebody out the air while they're in the air laying or dunking the ball, that's going to likely break out a fight. And Rob even knows in baseball, if you throw at a pitcher head, everybody comes out the thing.
Right. You can't throw at nobody's head. Right.
Yeah. It's just that's the rules, and you got to oblige by those rules. You know it when you get into it.
All right, Robert, appreciate it. He edumacating Ryan Hollins, who played 45 seasons in the NBA.
Oh, my goodness, man. Stop it, Rob. Stop it. And I think intent is important, and I will say this. You can get hurt just running up and down the floor with no contact. You can get hurt on a common foul, so I don't want to blame someone for that. So I do think intent is extremely important. Sean, up in Sacramento, Sacktown in the house, man. You're on the Odd Couple. What do you think?
Yo, my uncle from another mother. And my cousin, Ryan Hollins,
yes,
man,
you've
been doing great down there in the Rockies town, brother. Hey, those battles with us in Sacramento, those are lit, man. Real quick, Inside the Parker, cutting out tomorrow. Go download, go subscribe right now, Odd Couple Nation.
That's
but
right.
My take real quick, man, is, Rob, how dare you call that a bad foul after all them Pistons
yes! It was a different league. Sean, would you admit it was a different league?
I admit that. But at the end of the day, if he wouldn't have got hurt, that wouldn't have been a flagrant too, and nobody would be talking about it.
No,
if somebody pushes somebody off or crosses somebody over and they shatter their ankle, do they get a flagrant too and suspended because that person got hurt?
Yes, but I get that. But when you leave your feet, Ryan, you know that. I mean, are we talking out of school when you leave your feet in the NBA? You're not supposed to push a guy. You're not supposed to wind up. You're not supposed to pimp slap anybody when they're in the air.
Rob, I got clotheslined by Matt Harpering before.
Basketball, baby.
Rob, I've been clotheslined by Matt Harpering before. Hit the ground for a couple moments. No one came to look and check me out. I ended up being healthy and just finished the game. And the referee looked at me like, get up. And I'm like, yo, I was defenseless in the air.
Wow. And nothing happened. What year was that?
We were playing Utah. I was in Charlotte. It was my first or second year. I got in the game. And I had a wide-open dunk. And Harpering had nothing but ill intent in his heart. And when I hit the ground, it was a loud thud. Now, I didn't sell it. I didn't roll around on the floor, Rob.
Right.
You know, and I looked over, and I could not believe there was no flagrant, no nothing. It was like, rookie, get off the floor. But I'm like, yo, I could have got hurt. Now, I was smart enough when I was falling. You know, I went to protect myself. I didn't just hit a thud, but – it was a dangerous play. So I don't think the intent is there. I think it's a playoff foul, Rob. But, I mean, so you're telling me you condone because the NBA is a little more sensitive to injuries or vulnerable players that he should be kicked out? This is where you stand?
All I'm telling you is that's where the league is.
And no, hold on.
We'll get into that. We got other stuff to take care of.
Man.
All right, we got Plaxico Burress coming up. But first, we got Super Bowl champ Plaxico Burress coming up.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Rob Parker, Ryan Hollins, in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and you hear that music, it can only mean Plaxico Burress, the Super Bowl champ and co-host of Up On Game on Fox Sports Radio. And what's happened, Plax?
Man, everything is beautiful, baby. I see they got you hanging out with a UCLA guy today.
Hey, my dog.
What's up, Ryan?
Hey, Plax, man, before we even say anything, bro, you got to know you're one of my favorite receivers ever, dog.
Oh, here big, we go. Brown big, nose in two
no,
seconds
man.
On.
He's a big body out there. Throw it up. He's a big body out there.
You know what I mean? Give it to the big guys, man. This game is becoming too small and too jittery.
Ooh, yes, sir. We already know that. Hey, yes. Plex, there's a couple things we could want to touch on. The NFL has announced that they're going to do 5 international games, you know, all over. And I guess I get it. They're trying to sell the game globally. But we've seen this. They had the World Football League. They had the European Football. They had all kinds of leagues over there. They all failed. What do you make of this, taking games from, you know, cities in America? People don't get to work. Fans don't get to go in order to do games all over the world. What do you make of it?
Man, luckily for myself, man, I got the experience too, because when I got drafted in 2000, I was with the Steelers, and we got to play the Indianapolis Colts in Mexico City. We played the first game over there. And then back in 2007, we played at Wembley Stadium against the Dolphins. So I guess, you know, over in London, they actually let the citizens of London pick their favorite teams. And the Giants and the Dolphins happen to be those two favorite teams. So it's no, you know, so the Giants are going back this year to play against Green Bay. But I understand, man, you know, everything's becoming international. It's becoming a global game. But from a global standpoint, they really don't play a lot of football internationally.
No, you're not going to get any fans from there. They don't play the game.
Listen, a few years ago, myself and LeVar Arrington, we held a football camp in Mexico City. I believe it was around 2015. And we was like, all right, man, we'll go out there and host a camp, but nobody's going to show up. Not only was it 100 degrees, but we had 300 kids show up.
Well, they heard that you were giving out free peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, too. I think that's why.
Come on, man. Stop. But listen, we went over there, man, and we did our thing. But, you know, from an intelligence standpoint, they really had no idea what the game was about. But when I played in Mexico City and when I played in London, you would score a touchdown, and they'd be sitting down in their chair clapping. But every time they did a kickoff or kick the field goal, everybody in the stands went crazy because these are two soccer countries.
Right.
We're talking about Mexico and London, Chelsea, and all of those things. So they didn't really recognize the touchdown standpoint, but every time a foot touched the ball, they went crazy.
No doubt. Hey, let's get to football. I do have a couple questions, and Ryan, jump in here too.
Yeah, you're good.
Steelers coach Mike Tomlin said he expects, quote, fierce quarterback competition between Mitchell Trubisky, Mason Rudolph, and Kenny Pickett. Are you buying that? I it's hard for me to believe that, man, Mason Rudolph is going to beat out or Kenny Pickett is going to be the starting quarterback. To me, it looks like Mitch Trubisky is the guy unless he gets injured.
I'm going to go on the limb and say this right now. I believe Kenny Pickett is a day one starter.
Oh, my God. Wow. Are you serious?
He matches all the intangibles for what you need to be a Pittsburgh quarterback. The mentality, the people in the city love him. He doesn't even have to change his zip code. He's going from the building on the right to the building on the left. And I think going into this season, Mike Tomlin can shoot all that blase blah he wants to, but they got a pretty good understanding of what Kenny Pickett is going to bring to the table. And mobile, I think he has an underrated arm. Everybody keep talking about how big his hands is and all those kind of things. But Mike Tomlin ain't fooling me. Kenny Pickett is going to be the day one starter.
Hey, Plex, let me ask you something. I want to talk some Arizona Cardinals. You a big body wide receiver. We all know that dog. Hopkins right. is out. They got Brown there.
He got the juice. He got pop for the juice.
Hey,
Plex,
I know.
Did you ever use juice?
We're not touching that, Rob.
We don't need. Hey, man, listen. I'm from Tidewater. I'm from Virginia Beach, Virginia. We don't need nothing else but supreme athletic ability.
Okay, I'm asking.
It's gonna be a guy like myself to use PEDs.
Right.
Okay. Hey, Plax, tell me this. Why are they playing around with our guy, Kyler Murray? Why would you play around? Can they afford to lose Kyler Murray? Why are they playing around? Because everything is predicated around him. Can they afford not to pay Kyler?
I believe they can play around with him because I believe he played his hand too early. He still has 3 years left on his deal.
Right.
Listen, be patient, be humble. He's coming off with the worst playoff games that we ever seen as a quarterback. Listen, he does some great things. Being there in Arizona, but from a quarterback standpoint, can you really call him elite? Can you really call him an elite quarterback that's going to help lead them to a world championship? And I don't believe Steve Kime believes that. I really do. And I was in Arizona in 2017 with Bruce Arians. Listen, they want to win football games right now. What he brings to the table, I think he's a great asset to the team and the athletic ability that he brings. But as far as them leading to a championship in that division with the Rams, I don't think it's going to be nothing like that in the near future.
Yeah, I'm with you. Let me ask you about your old team, the Giants. They drafted a kid, Evan Neal, to hopefully help Saquon Barkley, clear some space. But this kid, are you ready, Ryan?
Yo.
He was the 7th overall pick, right?
Uh-huh.
6'7", 337 pounds.
Listen.
What are they feeding these kids?
The Giants finally got it right. I text Dayball after the pick, and I was like, you know what? It was strategized. At the 5th pick, they took Kayvon Thibodeau because they're saying to themselves, we got 5 and 7. So if we take Kayvon at 5, Akeem and Evan will be available at 5 at 6 and 7. Can we really say who's the better of the two? We just want one. So we got our guy, we got our rush in, and we got an offensive tackle, and we're saying to ourselves, listen, we didn't run this part of the draft because we got everybody that we wanted in this draft. You get Kayvon Thibodeau and you get Evan Neal. I think it was a great strategy. I'm saying to myself at 5, listen, just take Kayvon. So at 6 and 7, you know you're going to get some protection on the offensive line, and that's what we need more than anything. And I think they killed him when they took Neal.
All right, hey. There he is, Plaxico Burress, joining us here on The Odd Couple. Don't forget to catch their radio show on Saturdays. Co-host of Up On Game right here on Fox Sports Radio. Plax, always a pleasure. We appreciate you, my man.
Appreciate
Thank
it, Plax.
All right, hey, Ryan, take care of my boy.
Hey, appreciate you, dog. Always. Ryan know he in good hands for the next 2.5 hours. He's good. All right, the Lakers can't get out of their own way. We'll talk about that next. It is The Odd Couple with Ryan Hollins in for Chris Broussard and Rob Parker here, you there, on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced.
Bring it!
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio on a Worship Wednesday. Rob Parker and Ryan Hollins in for Chris Broussard. Coming up, Ryan, in the next hour, we're going to take to task all those people who said Ben Simmons was faking it. All right? We'll get into that coming up in the top of the hour. But first, how about a little Shekel City?
Come to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Yes, Shekel City, soon to be sponsored by Caesars Sportsbook. We love Caesars. And, Ryan, you know, I'm always trying at these games. Last night was a rough one. I was 1-2 in the three games. But tonight, Shekel City, my best bet. I'm taking the Heat -8. No Joel Embiid. I'm just going to always go against the Sixers if he's not playing. But I'm going to take the Heat -8 in Miami. Also, I'm going to take the Mavericks +6. The Suns might win the game. I expect it to be close. I just missed out the other game by 2 points in that where I picked the Mavericks to cover. This do or die for the Mavericks in game 2, obviously. You don't want to fall behind 2-0. And last, we got a baseball game. Angels at the Red Sox. Run total is 8.5 tonight. I'm going with the over. Playing in that BAM box, Fenway Park. I'm expecting some home runs, maybe Shohei and Mike Trout. And expecting over 8.5 runs combined. Again, my picks, Heat -8, best bet. Mavericks +6 on the road at the Suns. And the run total of over 8.5 in the Angels-Red Sox game. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on. All right, there's Shekel City. Hey, Ryan, let's get here. The Lakers have made a phone call, apparently, to Phil Jackson to get help in helping them decide on a coach and, you know, with the team and the organization and what's going on. And he's going to consult them, I guess. I know him and Jeannie Buss were an item and they dated or whatever. But enough already with Phil Jackson. He was a disaster as an executive with the New York Knickerbockers. He was a great coach. I get it. He won championships. But putting together a team or hiring a coach, I think they're making a mistake, Ryan Hollins.
Yeah, but Rob, here's the thing. I don't mind this to a degree because the one thing the Lakers are doing, they're keeping it in the family. And they know that they need help.
You got to respect Phil Jackson's basketball resume.
But not as an executive. I get that.
Let me say this. I think that, and I remember playing against the Knicks at the time. They ran the triangle offense. They tried to do the same stuff.
He didn't have Michael Jordan.
And that's where I'm going with it. He tried to do the same stuff. They won championships without Kobe, without Michael. It didn't work. So I'd like to think that Phil wouldn't be as ignorant to try to build those same teams that you could win in the 2000s with. And I want to assume that Phil is definitely caught up to where the NBA is. But if you're the Los Angeles Lakers, you have to bring in a big name to support this decision of whatever is going to be made. You can't, obviously, with all due respect, I think they're trying to save LeBron and keep it out of his hands, even though he's definitely going to be consulted. He's definitely going to be a major part of whatever decision's made. But you have to bring in somebody that has a major name. Obviously, Jerry West, if I'm not mistaken.
But this is where the Lakers made their mistake. They did that when they went out and got Russell Westbrook, the name, right? Because it fits with Hollywood. It fits with what the Lakers are doing. I just don't understand that. Like, I get it. If you're talking about this was 15 years ago when Phil Jackson wanted to come back to coaching, maybe. I mean, but he doesn't have a track record as putting anything together and doing anything. So I don't... In this capacity, Ryan, it's null and void.
Listen, you need a name because...
What do you need a name for?
Because you got LeBron in town. And if you're going to look at LeBron James and say, we're not going to do it your way, you got to have a big enough name that commands respect. And we can't act like Phil doesn't have championships. And I'm not competing with you when I say, hey, things didn't go as planned in New York as he would have liked.
It was called a disaster on Broadway.
Yeah, but I cannot say that this is going to be the same Phil Jackson. All he has to do is get it right. He's not the final say, but in terms of advising a coach. And I don't
you remember when he hired Derek Fisher in New York? Can I give you a Derek Fisher's record?
And like I said,
40-96 with the Knicks, and if you count that loss, also to Matt Barnes, it would be 40-96.
Oh, Rob, no, Rob. We're like 30-40 minutes into the show, man, and this you already 45 minutes. Oh my goodness, I'm staying out of that.
Did I do that?
I'm staying out of that, man. Keep me out of that one, man. That was Rob Parker representing himself in that one.
Rob Parker.
All right.
But Rob, if you're going to tell LeBron we're not going to do it the Clutch way, and Clutch got you a championship, you got to bring in somebody who has more championships.
Did you watch last year? You're talking about the Clutch way. That bubble championship, fine. I'm not going to take it away.
A championship is a championship,
Rob. Did you watch last year, the Clutch way? Did you watch it?
Rob,
how did that work out for you?
Okay, what one championship in 3 years? Okay, that's pretty good. Some teams are championship-less. Come on, Rob. You can't act like 1-for-3 is a bad number.
The later has been terrible. That's all I'm talking about. The latter has been terrible.
Yeah, but if you're saying LeBron's 1-for-3 on championships, you got organizations that don't have that. So you
don't, you remember LeBron had to run in with Phil Jackson because he called his inner circle a posse, and LeBron didn't like that, thought it was racial overtones. That's the guy you're going to add to the mix with LeBron. I'm just saying, all right, coming up next here on The Odd Couple, you better forgive Ben Simmons. That's right. All you naysayers and finger pointers and doubters, you better apologize to Ben Simmons. We'll tell you why. Stick and stay.
Unless you're from UCLA.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha. The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.